It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
Yes, the money man, Mick Floyd, joins us. And what a big couple of weeks it is coming up in the world of greyhound racing. It is the first week of the RSN Sandown Cup Carnival, and the Group 1 racing returns on Thursday night. We've got the heats of the Harrison Dawson and also the Sapphire Crown. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Mick. It's an exciting time, of course. Bright sunny skies here at Sandown Park. And look, tomorrow night is going to be absolutely outstanding. There is quality from top to bottom, inside and out, left and right, everywhere you look. There are group-performed greyhounds throughout. And look, these two group races are as good as any as you'll see in the country. Of course, the Sapphire Crown for the bitches only, the Harrison Dawson for the dogs. The Sapphire Crown has been won by some of the sport's greatest champions. Just having a quick look through the honour roll here, Bogey Lee, Power to Burn, Betty's Angel, Sindine Shelby, Zylia Allen, and of course last year Black Opium in the famous victory there last year. And the Harrison Dawson, since it became a Group 1, how's this for an honour roll? Fernando Bale, Dundee Osprey, Black Mumbo, My Redeemer, Orson Allen, excuse me, Diamond Told Helen won it last year. So just shows the quality of these greyhounds, and there'll be a very worthy addition to those two honour rolls next week for the final.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And we've got all the stars that line up in the heats. And just having a look at the all-in markets in the Sapphire, Shimmer Classic is a $5 equal favourite from Immunity and Highly Explosive at $6 and $8. So it's an open, wide Sapphire. And the Harrison Dawson's got Sunset Spitfire at $4.50 and Shimmer Shine at $5. So do you think the all-in markets have got it right?
Yeah, probably. The thing about these two series, is that there's four heats, so you need to find the winner or the runner-up in the heats to get through to the final. And what the market does show is that they're just how good these races are. The Sapphire Crown market, you've got greyhounds like Quara Bale, who was a very impressive winner of the Warrnambool Cup last week. She's around $10. You've got Paycall, who's coming off group form up in Sydney at $15. Star Book, who was very good in the trial last week, a very good West Australian dog at $26. So there's value throughout there. And if you look in Dawson there, the fact that greyhounds like Shimmer Shine is at $5, Equalizer, Fernando Bluey, Blakeview Walter and Tigalong Tonk all at the $8 mark. And greyhounds are the quality with the records they've got of Cash the Sea for $26, again, just shows the quality throughout.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. All right, well, let's run through a few of these heats and try and find the winners. We'll start with the Sapphire Crown because they heats 1-4, races 1-4. Who do you like?
Yeah, the first heat's pretty open. I don't mind Vamos Penny. The one thing with the Sapphire Crown heats particularly is that there's a lot of interstate dogs coming along, very good greyhounds, but they're first up of the track, which is always just a little bit of doubt in the back of my mind. I'd rather see greyhounds have that first look at the track. But a very good first heat. Vamos Penny from New South Wales has been racing very good fashion. It was one of many that made the ladies' bracelet that has come down for this race. Aston Silk Out Wide is my pick on top. She was second in this race last year, and speaking of Jason Thompson a couple of weeks ago, he believes that Aston Silk is going as well as she was, if not better than she was this time last year. So Aston Silk is a pretty good price there. Angel Glow is one for the Black Book. Keep an eye on her going forward. I think she'll make a very, very good stayer in time. But yeah, Aston Silk in that first heat does look pretty hard to beat. Second race, you mentioned Sapphire Shimmer Classic. She is the favourite for the series overall, naturally a favourite for the heat. But look, from box one is going to be very, very hard to beat. I'm quite happy to have her on top. In the second heat, I think there's a bit of value there. Junk Food Junkie's a very, very nice greyhound whose form is very, very strong. Hasn't had a lot of wins of late, but has been racing in very good company. She's around $3.60. Paycall, I mentioned, she won the ladies' bracelet up in Sydney on a Saturday night at Group 3 level. Bit of very good field there. Has got a bit of a sticky draw, though, from box 4, so I'd be quite happy to have a look, particularly at that price. And Harper's Girl from the Red at around $6 is a good each-way show from that draw. Heat 4 is the pick of the heats. This is worthy of a final of its own right. Aston Lavinia from the Red, Vicky's Queen and runner-up in the ladies' bracelet from 2. Highly Explosive has been phenomenal at Sandown Park as a 29.16 best there. Immunity, who is the little sister of Black Opium, who won the race last year, one of my favourites going into the Melbourne Cup last year. Quara Bale, as I mentioned, the Warrnambool Cup winner, and Zipping Zabo is a very good greyhound drawn out in box 8. This is the hottest of the four heats of the Sapphire by a crown. And if you can find the winner here, I think you go a long way towards finding the winner of the series. Immunity's drawn box six. As I said, she's one of my favourites. A very, very fast greyhound, returning good fashion last time out at Warragul. Maybe just short of a run coming into this race. She did miss out on a run before that Warragul run. But at her best, she is the fastest in this field. Aston Lavinia, I think, represents the value from box number one. Her form has tapered a little bit since the launching pad series, but she has been racing in top grade throughout. So back to Bitches class here, and from her favourite red box, I think there's good value to be found there. So a very, very good series there, and keep Vicky's Queen very safe as well. She's a very, very good greyhound. So a very, very hot series there, the Sapphire Crown. And as I said, if you can find the winner of that fourth heat, you're going to go a long way towards finding the winner of the series.
And do we play the favourites in the heats of the Harrison Dawson?
Harrison Dawson's a little more open. I think he can, first heat race number five, Lakeview Walter has been racing in great form. He got beaten last week, but look, don't take anything away from him. He's a very, very good greyhound with an excellent record. Here was his first defeat at Sandown Park, and despite drawing a little bit awkwardly in box five and not doing everything right early doors, it was a very good run from box seven. I don't think that'll order him too much. You'll get enough space to get a clear run there at $2.60. I'd be happy to take that. In the second heat, again, it's a fairly open race. You got the favourite there at $2.20 is Shimmer Shine. He's a funny dog to follow at the moment. We know how good he is. He's the top-ranked sprinter in the country. He's probably the fastest dog in this entire series. Of course, he has a 28.95, the third fastest ever at Sandown Park. But this box draw is a little bit awkward. I'd be quite happy to take him on at $2.20. He's going to have to nail that start. There is a lot of pressure in this race, and he might get strung up a little bit if he doesn't do absolutely everything right. Aussie Secret does use a bit of the track, build a music event draw on each side, can both step as well. The value in this one, I think, might come from box number one. I'd be keeping him very safe at $10. Carry On Angel, Mr. Fix It Out Wide at $9 as well. But if you're happy to take on Shimmer Shine, there is plenty of value to be found there. In that third Harrison Dawson heat, race number seven, Fernando Bluey's first up from a Easter Egg semi-final. He has been a little bit sore, but I understand he's trialled pretty well. Again, box four can be a little bit awkward, but if he's at his best, he just steps and wins. The value for mine, again, comes from the red box, Jarek Bale. He's absolutely drawing his box. Big step up in class, but it's been a rapid rise for him, and he is racing in very good fashion. And Catch the Thief, almost been forgotten in a lot of ways. He's drawn out in box number eight, a very good Sandown dog as well, and he should get a clear enough run from box number eight. Again, the final heat is the one where most of the interest will be. Sunset Spitfire, the star West Australian. He's won 14 over 15 in his career. He's won all 10 over 5.30 at Cannington. He had a very good trial between races last week, running 29 at 25. He's drawn box number two and does look drawn to win. However, Big Long Tonk, that old champion out in box number six. I say old, he's only just turned three, but he seems like he's been around for a long time. He has drawn box six, as I said. He's got not a lot of pace on each side, so I expect him to get a clear enough run. He was a very, very good winner in the Cup Night Speed Star, the match race down at Warrnambool last week. As we know, we had a few people jump on at big price there, so he's racing in very good fashion. Speaking of Corey yesterday, he believes Big Long Tonk is racing as well as he ever has. So $4.40 there, I think he'll get through to the final, and at $8 all in, I think he's a good price to win the whole series.
Gee, we can't wait. All roads are leading to the RSN Sandown Cup, which of course is on the 27th. Get to see a few Sandown Cup contenders in action tomorrow night as well. And for those who want to get trackside, and you really should, because it is a great night, all the RSN team will be out there live for the evening. There's still bookings available, Mick?
There is. Jump on the Sandown Greyhounds website, sandowngreyhounds.com.au. As you mentioned, there'll be a big crew there. We've got the Punters Club on course. There's going to be $10,000 in the Punters Club starting pool as well. So if you trust the experts there, and we're going to find the very best experts in the sport to find us a winner there, make sure you get along. But it's going to be a fantastic night, and there's a big quaddy jackpot tomorrow night, and in fact, all 3 weeks of the Sandown Cup series, courtesy of TAB as well. So make sure you jump on, and yeah, we'll find a winner or two through the carnival.
Sounds good. Mick, what's your best?
On Thursday night, we're going to wait to race 11. Fractured is the best, number one. He was very good last Sunday. Should be hard to beat there. But as I said, Tig Long Tonk for the series looks pretty good value for mine at around about $8.
Excellent, Floydie. Enjoy the week. We'll chat next week.
Will do. Thank you.